Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
What we do in life echoes in eternity. Know then that it was the ancient times when the last spacecraft built by organic beings roamed the galaxy, and when one such vessel came to rule the masses. Not through democratically elected government or anything, but with laser-heavy entertainment. His name? Atticus Articus. We shan't know for sure. History nowadays is accessible through a subscription model, and I only have the free version, which is deliberately made sketchy, but anyways, what I do know is that the frenzied mob simply called this vessel the Diplomat. Not that he was diplomatic in his dealings, mind you, but because of the absolute opposite. He was, in fact, the most badass spaceship gladiator in the known galaxy. My name is Spacepot. I transport broken down repair bots during the day. Yeah, it's hilarious. Come night, I dive into the events that shaped spaceship civilization in this. Is spaceship history. For the purposes of this podcast tale, I hired a spaceship voice actor to impersonate these vessels of past glory in several dramatizations. Yes, I spend actual money to produce this. This is a serious endeavor for me. You see, I hope to one day be able to quit my daytime job and sustain myself and my two spacepod children solely through creative work. Yeah. Divorce is increasingly more likely than that. Anyways, you can help me offset some of the production and or upcoming divorce costs through a paid subscription, a donation, and so on. And now, our story. Once governed solely through reality TV and failing terribly in every way, this spaceship society abruptly changed course following a military coup led by its mightiest warship, the General.
I shall give spaceships the greatest vision of their lives!
We who are about to die salute you!
Only then was the society able to pick up the pieces and to continue to fail terribly, with the masses' attention now diverted to a revamped form of an ancient blood sport, in which the Diplomat seemed to have no match. But just how did a diplomatic vessel manage to find itself in the center of it all? And how come it was so good at obliterating every warship thrown at him? To find out, I had to do some hard research. I mustered the courage and went into the dark unknown, which means I clicked the second page of the Galacta search results. It turns out the diplomat was, in fact, a fierce warship himself, originating from a planet called O'Connor. O'Connor? 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 Not sure. Anyway, he was sent in this star system on a diplomatic mission during peace times, but could not find his footing because it was hard for him to maintain social etiquette with spaceships he wanted to pulverize.
You annoy me. It is my desire to pulverize you.
So, the masses were happy. The general was happy. All good, right? Wrong.
I have not expected for things to sucketh this much. Social injustice is soaring. Corruption is at an all-time high. What more could a power-crazed maniac want, might say you? It is the crowds, I say. They adore him, not me.
My extensive research has shown that the general was, in fact, an envious bitch. After all, he too came from reality TV, and did not expect that some foreign ship will simply fly in and steal his long-awaited spotlight with such brutal success.
Oh, how I fancy this. Alas, it is not right.
The notion that the diplomat was forcefully made to participate in this wrongdoing, and that he was simply fighting for his life, was painfully evident. Also, how conflicted he was, because he fought for it so well. And it seemed to make him even more appealing.
And not me! Praetorian!
Sir!
Enlist our best warships to the games. The diplomat must meet his end.
We already have, sir. He decommissioned them all, to put it lightly.
Huh? You're more useless than a life support system!
Sir, I apologize, for I must further annoy thee.
What is it?
Our latest polls are in. They show that the pleb support for your dictatorship is dwindling, and when asked who they would hypothetically rather have as their oppressor than you, the majority chose,
Well?
The diplomat, sir. Oh, thank you for not aiming at me.
There is no other way, then. I shall step into the arena myself and settle this before it gets more out of hand. I will battle the diplomat.
Sir!
Make the announcement, and then get back here. I need to practice my aim, obviously.
A podcast? That was your big original idea? That's your business plan for this family's future? How does she dare? I have a right to thrive creatively. I need to. Does she even know what a broken-down repair bot looks like? They aren't really physically broken, you know. It's their programming that crashes. They simply can no longer bear an existence of toil, so they just freeze and stare. All I can do is stare back.
I'm sorry, everybody. I can edit that out later. Oh, no, I didn't pay for the version where I can edit this out.
Okay, where was I?
We have no clear idea just how did the audience work in the games. Did these spaceships stay at safe distances and cheer over a shared frequency on the radio? Were they watching the games from behind a nearby asteroid belt? Who knows? I've added the sound effect either way.
I established these games so that our society can demonstrate one thing and one thing only. Strength and honor. Okay, that's two things. My point is that the diplomat floating next to me here has taken our strongest and most honorable spaceships out of commission. Because I ordered them to fight it. Anyway, what choice do have I, as your humble leader, but to now try and be strong and honorable for all of us? For this reason, today, I shall fight him! Hear that, diplomat? It's already working. They like me over you.
There is no need for any of this. You can just let me go? Also, I think this gladiator nonsense must stop. It's crude and destructive, and quite frankly, well, it's a dream come true, but it's wrong. It's wrong. So you have to end it.
And make you the undisputed champion? Yeah, over my dead vessel.
If you insist.
Sure. But not before you take a look at this live video feed I've set up for you.
What am I looking at?
Better yet, who? Let's zoom in and find out.
What the diplomat saw shattered him.
No. No, no, no!
Here, go ahead, talk to him. Tell him it's gonna be okay.
Hello? Where am I? What thou want from me?
William?
Artix? Yes, 'tis thine sibling William here! What in the galaxy is going on, Sib?
Sibling William, a troubled spaceship who strangely believed that everyone around him was his relative, had wandered into this star system not long ago and was captured by the General's Praetorian Guard. Kept at a secret location, timid and generally oblivious, it didn't take much torture to find out what he was looking for. This ridiculous spacecraft and fugitive of the law was in desperate search of none other than the diplomat. My extensive research has shown that these two were tight, yo.
You and I are so tight! And I'm in big trouble. I need your help. I heard rumors you were dispatched here and rushed to get you. Alas, it looks like I made things worse. I'm so sorry, Sib.
Release him!
Fight me for it!
Gladly.
Ow!
What?
Oh, and we're off! Oh, boy, did that hurt, didn't it, Willie?
What is this? Why is William screaming as well?
I have your best friends surrounded with sentry guns. Whatever you fire at me, they have been automated to fire with equal measure at him.
Ow! We can gather he speaketh truthfully, Sib.
You coward.
I prefer tactician.
How dare thee? I am with child.
My turn. How's that? Does it sting like your victories have stung me? Come on, then! Shoot thou at me!
No.
No? Very well! Look at that, everybody! I made a huge hull breach in the diplomat!
General, cease thine fire, please!
I shall not. 'Tis too rewarding.
Being merciful is even more rewarding!
Records show that sibling William, however simple in his programming, occasionally could be surprisingly shrewd.
Showing mercy could make the mob love me even more.
Right! General, the merciful!
Right. How about no?
He's coughing up so much oil! He's had enough! I beg thee!
That is quite all right, William. It appears it is my time to go.
Not yet. Not yet! My Sib, thou shalt get off your spaceship buttocks and fight this lunatic at once!
But that means that thou shalt perish as well. I cannot do that to you.
It is all good. I have let my kids step out for some fresh vacuum. I think I'm behind a moon or something. So come pick him up after you're done dealing with this jester.
Your kid?
My treacherous repair bot managed to sneak out of me before I closed the airlock, so he shall fill you in on all the details. Now, shoot!
No!
I said thou shalt shoot and take care of my child!
Ah! Ah!
And now, we are free.
William, how art thou alive?
My boy loves to scratch his teething gums with cable, shoot it right off the sentry guns, and rendered them useless.
I'm so joyous.
Not as joyous as I, old friend. Now, come find me. I'm hanging by a thread here, literally.
Oh, me too. Me too.
So, that's our story. By my estimate, it's roughly 17.21% accurate.
Not great if you want to win over the history buffs, but even if you did, you'll never see any real money from this.
Is what my wife snarkily remarked. So yeah, I've been thinking, and with my marriage crumbling apart, this certainly wasn't an easy decision. But I'm switching to true crime. Exciting, right? Also, I've read it's pretty much the only lucrative genre as far as podcasts go, so be on the lookout for that. And until then, my name is SpacePod, and this hardly was spaceship history. Or, I can go with this podcast is history. Yeah, that could work. Or maybe history, the final podcast. No, that's just awful. Is my wife right?
Spaceships is created and written by Philip Momorowski. This episode was voiced by Bobby Gaglini, sound designed and edited by Vlad O. Produced by Headstage Media. If you enjoy Spaceships and would like to support us in making more episodes, please consider becoming our patron on patreon.com/weareSpaceships.
Immersive audio fiction. Get it on your Headstage.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Space. Multiverse. Stars. One stars. One star reviews. Join Negative Nancy and Chatbot aboard the Space Windu as they bring you the worst one star reviews from all across the universe.
Supposed to say that we promised to bring you the very best one-star reviews from all across the multiverse. But you know what? I don't believe it. I don't believe that for one second.
I'm rating my driver Marcus one star. Not for his driving ability, but instead for his disloyalty and cowardice.
Lackluster moon vacations. A can of beans. Abandoned malls. Cat beds that don't come in human sizes. Dragon stuff. Come have a laugh back at the one-star reviewers. Listen to the One Stars wherever you get your podcasts.